Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for anything.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Queen started recording Bohemian Rhapsody at Rockfield Studios in Wales on this day in 1975. The song was recorded over 3 weeks. Freddie Mercury had mentally prepared the song beforehand and directed the band throughout the sessions. May, Mercury and Taylor sang their vocal parts continually for 10 to 12 hours a day, resulting in 180 separate overdubs.
It's taking, grasping a song and delivering it the way I feel, you know. I don't like sitting on a stool and doing a whole performance. At the same time, I don't want to sort of run around all the time. I like to pace myself depending on what the song content is. So, I mean, there are ballads, there are bawdy songs, there are certain songs that demand a lot of energy. And I want, you know, apart from just singing energy, a lot of visuals, and I think, I need to do that.
Mark Chapman was given a 20-year jail sentence on this day in 1981 for the murder of John Lennon. The 25-year-old had shot Lennon 5 times at close range on December 8, 1980, in front of the Dakota apartment building in New York City.
They stepped out of the limousine and they went inside the gate and then all of a sudden they heard 5-6 shots and that was it.
News of the Lennon shooting, of course, spread quickly around the world.
Chapman was sentenced to serve 20 years to life in prison for second-degree murder in 1981.
Nobody told me that.
And Huey Lewis and the News started a 2-week run at number one on the US singles chart on this day in 1985 with The Power of Love, as featured in the movie Back to the Future.
You're George McFly.
Yeah, who are you?
Lightning will strike the clock tower, electrifying the cable and sending you back to 1985.
And that is Today Music Monday, the 24th of August, Mix 104.9.